AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues this balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in Central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that. It's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 13 overnight under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely 31. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 35. 40 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
You will love. is killing me, I kiss a cold reality. What I crave is killing me, I kiss a cold reality.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005, and we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up. Some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
Negative, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
CBS News Brief. Why didn't the U.S. shoot down that suspected Chinese spy balloon earlier in the week? CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Pentagon told the president that doing so over the continental United States would be a great risk to American people and infrastructure. So, the White House says, the president directed the military to make a plan to take it down over U.S. waters.
Thousands of residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are in shelters this morning after a train derailment Friday night. Some cars contained hazardous materials. Resident Tammy Everson.
It was very scary because we honestly didn't know what was going to happen to this town.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday to protest for a fifth week against a proposal to weaken the judiciary's ability to block some government actions. Lawyers and some business leaders fiercely oppose the plan. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready? good?
Oh, we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Oh,
Yeah, Carbillion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbillion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max and Kevy. Coming before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max and Kevy.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? Screams, we're coming home.
Stars. That is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me, Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha.